The country is in turmoil after the military swept away the government the people voted for.
The military announcing a state of emergency.
Myanmar's 10-year journey to democracy appears to be over.
Myanmar is now run by a general after the military deposed the government led by Aung San Suu Kyi.
Quality of life under military rule is becoming apparent in Myanmar as fear and confusion grows across the country. Less than 24 hours after a coup d'etat, key civilian leaders have been detained.
Welcome back to Getting Into It. At age 8, Boy Par fled her home country, Myanmar, on foot with her mother and older sister. They were struggling to find food and work. Through the jungle, the fields, quicksand, and with cut feet, they became political refugees in 2008 in Malaysia, eventually making it to the US in 2010. In 2021, Boy is a college student watching from a phone screen as the country she left but loves is under a military coup after finally achieving democratic rule years before. On February 1st, military leaders arrested Aung San Suu Kyi, her cabinet, and seized control of the government, allowing citizens to only watch their state-controlled channels and approved internet sites before 8 p.m., when they shut the internet off. They promised a fair election in a year's time, but protests in the last several weeks have broken out and have been organized online to gain support from millions of citizens across the nation. But it's been a violent fight for democracy, as many have been killed, and a frightening one for Boy to watch from over 8,000 miles away. I sat down with her to ask her what it's like watching the democracy her home country wanted so badly, so quickly, slip from their fingers. I'm Hannah Sturgis. This episode is about the military coup in Myanmar. So let's get into it.
And then the next morning, that's when the news article were like, Myanmar coup, blah, blah, blah. And then my initial reaction was to get a hold of any of my family members that I could. Nobody was on the line. And then we start, you start panicking because you're like, oh my gosh. Because we know how brutal they are. Take the reaction that American people had of January 6th and you kind of like double and triple it. That would be like how I and like my family reacted to it and the people in my community, as far as I know. But our situation is very different because number one, it's not the people, it's the military. So can you imagine the government is doing that, not the people? And the people want democracy.
Politics in Myanmar are complicated. The country is sharply divided between caste and ethnic background, region. Boy's own parents had to leave university back in 1988 when the military took control of the government and killed any student protesting their sanctions. Suu Kyi herself had been placed on house arrest for simply speaking against the military who had killed her own father. The idea of democracy was only really practiced in 2015, and even so, the power the NLD had was limited.
But the way it works was the military has control over everything except international affairs and education and health, right? So they gave those three things to Aung San Suu Kyi. But imagine if you have only control over international health, education, and what can you do? Because homeland security was and state affairs was under the military, right? And the constitution is really bad, so everything is under the military.
When it became clear that the coup had taken place, Boy asked her grandmother, who still lives in Myanmar, what she was feeling. She told her that even if we don't die, without freedom, what is the point of living? Boy said that to simply protest the abuse from the military was not fruitful. They knew the consequences. But something about this time was different, maybe because the world was watching. Dr. Christina Fink is a professor at GW whose research focuses on Myanmar, and she has been following the internet trends since the start of the protests.
In more recent days, there have been violent crackdowns on the protests, and so social media has been used extensively to reveal what the military is doing. And many of the killings that have happened, at this point, it's over 50 killings. Many of those have been captured on video, and those have been posted on social media, as well as photographs of the victims and then photographs of their funerals. All of this is being documented both to show how violent the regime is being and to try to inspire international intervention, even for those people who are in households where maybe they don't have somebody who's wanted, you know, living in their household. It still creates this sense of fear, like if something happens, we have no way to communicate with others. So they want to create that sense of terror in the population, but they don't want to turn it off during the day too much because they want to show that the economy is still functioning, government is still functioning.
Although there have not been major international interventions, Dr. Fink is seeing prominent diplomats and communication companies threatening to pull out of the country in order to pressure the government to allow internet access for citizens all day. Although Dr. Fink and Boy are skeptical of the possibility for a fair election in a year, Boy is inspired to see people her age getting out and protesting for democracy. She didn't fully grasp her family's reasons for fleeing the country all those years ago, but today she hopes that one day she can return home.
My whole goal is to make our country like be a better place that like kids like me don't have to leave it. You know, they don't have to go out of the country to seek refuge, you know? And I don't think like any kids deserve that. You know, people are talking about like privilege and entitlement and things like that. And I want the kids to have that just so they could have like, you know, like those things should be like a given. They should not have to like fight through it. You know what I mean?
Democracy, for those who want it and vote for it, should be a given. But as we have seen in Myanmar, it is very much not. Thank you for getting into the coup and protest in Myanmar, and special thanks to Boyd. Until next time, I'm Hannah Sturgis.